I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. May I get everyone to please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
During the meeting, we ask that everyone turn off their cell phones and tablets so we don't disturb the presenters. Also, if you need to have a conversation with your neighbor, if you wouldn't mind taking it outside, for the same reason, we want to make sure we hear everybody. We ask that the presenter come up, use the microphone.
I don't have it. We really have
them. And give us your name and address for the record. And please spell out your name for the secretary. We have a system to be able to reflect your presentation onto our screen, or you may use the easel for the larger items. The camera will still reflect off the easel onto the screen. And Blanca, our liaison, will be here shortly and she can assist you with that. Let's see. Please let the record show that all members are in attendance. And county staff introductions. Who do we have from planning today?
Hi, my name is Hunter White. I'm a senior planner with our county.
Welcome, Hunter. And then Blanca Vasquez, who's our liaison for Commissioner Gibson's office, is here. She'll be here shortly. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of her presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board majority vote. Is there anyone from the public who has a comment they'd like to make before we start? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. May I get an approval of the minutes for May 9th, 2023?
Madam Chair, I have a motion to approve the minutes as written.
We have an approval of the minutes for May 9th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for this evening, May 30th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, May 30th, 2023. We do have one hold, that's item number 2, UC220405, Rebel Land and Development LLC, having that debate tonight.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening with the withdrawal of item number 2. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So if you are here for the Rebel Land and Development application, they have pulled that for consideration. You're welcome to stay for the meeting or you may leave. Okay, informational items, we don't have any. Planning and zoning, item number 1, TM2350043, MKTSL VBL LLC, a tentative map for a commercial subdivision on 1.3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the north side of Harmon Avenue and the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South within Paradise. Is our applicant here? Okay, can I have a motion to trail the item?
Make a motion to trail the item.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So we'll trail that to the end. Item number 2 withdrawn. Item number 3.
We
UC230186 Serene Center LLC, a use permit for on-premise consumption of alcohol, a service bar, in conjunction with an existing restaurant in a commercial center on 2 acres in the C1 local business zone, generally located on the west side of Spencer Street and the north side of Serene Avenue within Paradise. Do we have an appetite for item number 3? No? We're batting 1,000 today. Okay. We have a motion to trail this item to the end. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion opposed, motion carried.
We're just going to cycle over it.
Exactly. Moving right along. Item number 4, UC0168 Sam and Gert Feldman LLC, a use permit to allow a minor training facility within an office building on 1.2 acres in a CP office and professional zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road and the south side of Zodiac Corp within Paradise. Anybody?
Bueller.
Seriously?
Are we here on the right day?
I know. Is this the right agenda? Okay. We will be trailing item number 4. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5. VS230206 Aquendo Industrial 2022 LP. Vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way being McLeod Drive, located between Oquendo Road and Patrick Avenue within Paradise.
I'm here.
Yay!
Come get your microphone.
Now I feel better. Right.
And then do you need my address first?
Oh, yeah. Use that for me, please. Just push up there till the light's on.
Hello? Is it on?
Yeah, I have no idea. I can never tell.
Okay.
I think so.
Cool.
Your name and address.
My name is Kayla Casella, and the address is 2727 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89146. I'm a project coordinator at VTN Nevada. I'm here to represent the vacation application VS23-0206 on behalf of the Quendo Industrial 2022 LP, which is a proposed light industrial facility located on the southeast corner of Oquendo Road and McLeod Drive. The request is to vacate 5 feet of right-of-way on McLeod Drive from APN 162-36-699-001 to comply with the detached sidewalk requirement, and we concur with staff recommendations of approval.
Thank you. Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close it. Oh, you do? You have to give your name and address.
Yes, my name is Mark Hernandez. I'm on 3178 East Oquendo Road. So, we're not sure what's happening. It's closed on Oquendo when you get up just before McLeod, and it doesn't show here. But at the end of that, it's closed up there. There's no access. There's 23 houses that go up there. We want to know if they want to open that up or not, because I am opposing it. It doesn't show that, but what they tell me is that they want to open that road so they can be able to get to questions.
Okay, I don't think that has to do with this, but we'll ask if you can clarify. Your application is only on McLeod, correct?
Yeah, it's these two parcels right here and right here. Oquendo and McLeod, our development on these two sites.
But have they show it here? Can I show you? So this is what they're talking about right here, right?
Mm-hmm. So those two parcels.
Pecos is right here. Oquendo stops right there.
Okay.
Right here on this picture, it shows that it's open.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that they do not open that.
Well, if that's not what this is about, all this is about is the vacating the right-of-way that is right along McLeod on the front of their parcel.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with Oquendo. That's just a reference of where the two parcels are.
Because some of the neighbors were saying that they were trying to open up that road to be able to have access to McLeod.
Okay. All right, because that's separate from this application. This is only about her two parcels.
Okay. Yeah. So there's something
but Blanca apparently knows more about the neighborhood, so she'll speak with you after we vote. Okay. All right, anyone like to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve subject staff conditions, preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so if you all, with your questions about Pecos and Oquendo, just follow Blanca right out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
You're on a roll.
I'm serious. Are we supposed to be here? Item number 6, AR 23400044, WS220466, Precision Properties LLC, waivers of development standards, first application for review for the following: eliminate street landscaping, eliminate parking lot landscaping, reduce setbacks, and 4 required trash enclosures. A design review for a parking lot on 2.3 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of Diablo Road, 335 feet east of Wynn Road within Paradise.
It would be better with a hard word.
And then if you can just flip, since she's not here. Do you know how to do it, Maureen? Flip the camera so it points at the easel. I think you just flip it up. Okay, that's fine. Don't you have, oh, it's just those two?
Just those two.
Okay, let me read item number 7 into the record as well. AR 23400046, UC 220461, ITIA Investments LLC, use permit, first application for review for a parking lot, waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate street landscaping, 2 eliminate parking lot landscaping, 3 reduce setbacks, 4 increase fence height, and 5 required trash enclosure. Design review for a parking lot on 1.9 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment 8 and 60 zone, generally located on the north side of Hacienda Avenue and the west side of Dean Martin Drive within Paradise. Okay.
Good evening. Just a quick brief history. These two items were before you, along with 6 additional items last summer. These are all off-site parking lots serving Allegiant Stadium. All applications, along with the waivers and development standards, were approved by the Board of County Commissioners last November 2022. The two items that are before you today were approved the condition that we file an application review. This condition was requested by STATCO, and I'll get into the reasons why in just a minute. But as you noted, item 6 and 7 have 4 common waivers of development standards. Those are to eliminate street landscaping, eliminate parking lot landscaping, and then a series of reductions to setbacks, and then a waiver of trash enclosures. You all heard the presentation last year, so I won't go into extraordinary detail on the waivers. But again, the board, for all 6 items, all 8 items, the board approved the conditions with the exception of a couple things, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. So there's 2 points of discussion that led us back to the application review for these 2 items. The first is the waiver to eliminate the street-facing landscaping. And the second is the short-term nature of the leases. And just for a perspective, the two lots that we're talking about here that are before you tonight is this lot up here, which is, you might recall, is the rideshare lot that's off of Dean Martin, just north of Hacienda. And then lot Z, which is on Diablo west of Valley View. And when this was before the board last November, informed the board that these two lots were subject to extremely short-term leases. Both leases were set to expire in February, March of this year. And so because of that, I asked the board to if they would consider an application review. So we would have an opportunity to go back and see if we could purchase the land or extend the term of the lease, and preferably extend it on a long-term basis. And so the board granted the request, which is why I'm here tonight. The street-facing landscaping is the first of the issues. As you might recall, our justification for this waiver was based, again, on the short-term nature of the leases, knowing that all likelihood there's a possibility that we might lose some of the lots. These two were the shortest term in nature. And so I can tell you that after we were before you in the summer and the board, but before we got to the board, we were able to purchase one of the lots, and that was the lot, excuse me as I juggle just a little bit, lot S. And so since we bought that lot, we pulled our waiver of development standards and made a commitment for the street-facing landscaping, made a commitment to put in street-facing landscaping. And so the conversation with the board was the remaining lots, again, all subject to short-term leases, not as short as the two that are before you today, but essentially what we ended up doing with the board was essentially making a donation in lieu of putting in street-facing landscaping, since all the lots are still of a short-term nature. And the board approved that. We wrote a fairly significant check 2 months ago. And again, the two lots that were the exception were what's before you today. I'm happy to report that we were able to extend the leases for the two lots that are before you. Unfortunately, the extensions were not, in our eyes, very significant. One was extended to next February, shortly after the Super Bowl, and the other was extended to July of 2025. And so our position before the board on 6/21, and I would share with you, is to come in and again request the waiver development standards for the street facing landscaping. But as we did over the last few months, is to make a donation to the county tree fund according to the formula that was provided to us by comprehensive planning. Knowing that the security of these lots beyond the term dates are very much in question. And with that, I'm happy to answer questions you may have.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm.
Which lot is which? Which one has the lease that's going to be up next February? Which one is going to be, you know?
Sure.
Forever?
So this is up in February of 2024, less than a year. And this is up in July of 2025, so approximately 2 years.
Okay. You probably remember I had a huge issue with us losing landscaping and losing all of the...
All your issue, yes.
That's because I'm used to Vegas being a heat sink. I'm still not super happy about it, but I understand not wanting to do landscaping on a year rental, because they'll go and bulldoze it and we'll just be sad of trees. But I still have that issue with the longer lease. I understand why in a rideshare lot, why you would want to do it. I understand. I just would like to make my unhappiness known for the record with this whole scenario. But and make it noted that staff does have denial recommended despite all the conversations that you have had because of their standards.
That's exactly where they were last yeah. summer as well.
Anybody else? I'm still where I was before when I approved the stadium based on the fact we were going to get parking, and this is, I'll control my language, not exactly what we had hoped for. Understand with the short-term lease, I didn't know you could buy your way around waivers by donations. That's new to me.
Well, and I would just point out that the cost of the donation was, would be commensurate with the cost of putting in the trees and the landscaping. So that should be noted for the record as well.
It's not so much the trees that I have a problem with, it's the landscaping around the perimeter. I don't know why that can't be done. But just to kind of break it up a little bit. But I agree with you.
I'm assuming that's what's going to happen this time.
Mm-hmm. Still mad about it.
Exactly. Can everyone do that?
No.
I didn't know that. Ask our planner. Are you, is donating to a tree fund a way to get around waivers?
I'll be honest, my knowledge about that is that it's an option, but I'm not super familiar with that process.
Okay, well that's good to know as we continue to vote on waivers that we can be bought around. Okay, I'm going to make a motion to agree with staff, which you'll go on and donate some trees and get your parking lots, but I'm going to stick with staff's recommendation of denial on items 6 and 7. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Item number 8, AR 23-40050, UC 22-0426, Diamond Creek Holdings LLC, Series 8, use permit, first application for review for a Schoolland Junction with an existing office and retail shopping center on 0.8 acres in the C2 General Commercial Zone and a CP Office and Professional Zone, generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue and the north side of Ford Avenue within Paradise. Is our applicant here? There she is.
She can even word it, Elmo. Okay.
Oh, and he slammed the door.
I don't think he likes me very much.
He doesn't like it. Go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
Good evening. Good evening. Misha Ray, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. The applicant is Nevada Virtual Academy, and we are located here on Eastern and Ford within this shopping center. This item was before you in early fall of last year and has been in operation since about June of 2022. We are now back for a required review of the traffic flow on the site as part of the approval from the last time. So I can tell you, as staff notes in their staff report, we have not had any issues noted from either neighboring businesses or the residences. Here, I'll just give you a demonstration of how the traffic flow has been working, and this is part of a written policy with the school as well. There are multiple points of entry for the shopping center as a whole, but the primary entry point is down here below the Virtual Academy, which is located right here in this suite. So primarily you come in around this building, you travel north, and then you come to the rear of the building, which is the dedicated drop-off and pick-up spot for the students. And then they come out here and exit off of the Wigwam exit. So there have been no issues. Staff is recommending approval. I'm here for any questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item?
I would.
Can you just your name and address for the record? You
got to
use the mic.
My
sorry.
My mom is pretty loud.
Your name and address.
Ellen Wendt, last name Wendt, W-E-N-D-T. Now it's my understanding.
Your address, real quick. Sorry.
Oh, 8632 Heatherstone.
Okay.
Henderson. It was my understanding that the school was not in operation yet.
It has been in operation for over a year.
I thought it was turned down. I was told that this was turned down last year.
No, we voted it through, and then it went on to the next.
It was turned down.
We were there.
These two were there last.
It was not.
You were there at the.
At both meetings, yes.
Well, it got approved by the Board of County Commissioners in September of 2021.
I think we voted it down.
Oh, okay.
I think it got passed by the.
But it got approved in September of 2021 by the Board of County Commissioners, and they're the final say.
We was at the meeting and it got turned down.
At this meeting.
Well, this, we're just recommending.
And it was.
And then, but then it goes to the Board of County Commissioners after us. We're just a recommending board. The final decision comes from the Board of County Commissioners.
But didn't you turn it down? Now, if you turned it down, why did it go?
Because they have the right to override us.
This is a recommending committee. They have the final say, the elected official.
Just like we voted down those parking lots.
Well, why
approved the parking. You were. It was on your card you got in the mail.
I didn't even get a card. Most of the people at Brookstone didn't even get cards.
There's 125 homes and most of them didn't even get a card.
Well, have you had problems with them
since
they
opened? Absolutely.
Okay, so let's start with, since she's already on the record, let me know the problems you've had with them beating it.
Well, I didn't know they were there, okay? I thought this was a school that's coming in. And let me ask you, how many students are at this school?
You have to ask us, and then I ask her.
Okay, and then is it elementary, middle, high? That wasn't on the card either.
Okay.
Someone, she had gotten the card and showed me the card.
Okay. So somebody did get a card.
I got a card like Thursday.
Oh, for this meeting, not for the first meeting. Okay. All right. And your other questions?
Well, the two questions.
The type of students and the number of them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Now, who else would like to speak next? Go ahead.
Okay.
So, take the mic. Give me your name and address.
Mary Bobette, 2467 Swan Ridge Avenue. I was at the meeting. Mary and I were at the meeting. August 30th and September 13th, and you as a board need us to help you, let you know what's going on in the neighborhood. That's what you're for. Anyway, I've lived there for 30 years since it was built, the neighborhood right across the street from there, and at that meeting, I asked them specifically, is the school open yet? And they said no. Now I'm hearing tonight, the school has been open.
Yeah, because they got approval.
Wait, I don't think they
did.
Okay.
So we as the public, it's dead. Maybe it's not dead. We as people that live across the street from there are not getting properly informed. And
there you go.
I have I have Eastern is a very busy, very dangerous street. Since I lived in there 30 years ago. And I have taken pictures of our wall that's been hit. This is the entrance to our neighborhood. This is just a few feet down from there. This is the entrance also on the south side. People are running into this like they're crazy on this street. Let me see. Excuse me for looking at my notes.
Okay.
So, it's very difficult for us to drive out of our neighborhood when we're in the morning. Traffic's coming from the north. Traffic's coming from the south. It's like 50 cars, and you have to play Russian roulette trying to get out on the eastern to get into the middle lane to go whatever way you're going. It's not fun. Then you have people coming out of our neighborhood backed up behind us, getting real ticked off at us trying to get out to go to work. And then during the day, trying to turn back into our neighborhood, we have that crazy traffic back and forth. I'm kind of upset that we were told that this was denied, and now it's back. And it says here,
Use permit first application for review, does that mean for this year?
Yeah, so when they have, what happens is when the Board of County Commissioners decided to put it through, because they make the final decision, they put a restriction on there that said you have to come back, and the date was before June 21st, and to see if there's any complaints about your operation. So if you can prove that there was extra traffic that backed your neighborhood up because they were there, if they were disruptive to the neighbors behind them, then we would note that to decide if they get to stay. So, but we need...
Well, now I'm understanding why there is more traffic.
Well, but no, traffic on Eastern is increased.
Yes.
Because, not because of the school, but because of the growth of the city. I manage the property on Eastern and the 215 where the LVAC is. I manage that whole complex. I can tell you how that it's so bad that now they just put in changes where you can't even make a left-hand turn out of that property any longer because of the massive amount of traffic. It doesn't have, that's Eastern itself from the population, not from this school. You would have to prove that the backup on Eastern came from this school for us to say they can't stay there anymore. Can you do that?
Well, 100 cars, is it 100 cars?
But there are thousands. There, they estimate over 60,000 cars a day travel on Eastern.
100,000 during traffic an hour.
Right.
100,000 cars.
So 100 cars is a teardrop in a bucket.
No, it's not. It's yes, 100 more cars.
But can you for us to say we are not going to let
of
them
all,
stay?
I asked for
wait.
Let's get your name.
You don't. Yeah, it's. We'll let her finish and then we'll address you.
Also, Ellen does have a list of people who have signed this, not wanting this to happen, this school.
Okay.
And I even have an email from someone that moved out of the neighborhood.
Well, before we even go there, we cannot, the school has the legal right to be there. You cannot deny the school. It's, that ship has sailed. It already got approved by the Board of County Commissioners. You can't change that. All you can do right now is tell us specific things the school has done that affected you.
What about the parents taking their kids, dropping them off, and...
How has that affected you?
The traffic, trying to get in and out of our neighborhood.
And you can account that specifically to the school?
Yeah, there's a lot more traffic.
And how do you say,
and if I,
show me pictures that they're all has to do with the school?
If I go out the back side of my neighborhood, onto Wigwam, the traffic is a lot more.
Okay. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to tell you, just like you would in a court of law, you've got to have proof. And right now, you don't have any concrete evidence that says this school increased so much traffic on Eastern that you should take the school away. You don't have that proof right now.
It's I'm just... it's harder for me to get out of my neighborhood.
But... how do you prove that it has to do with the school and not from the increase in traffic on Eastern?
How are we expected to prove that?
Pictures showing traffic backed up because they can't get into the property. You're on the other side of Eastern. You're not even on their side of Eastern, is what your pictures are showing.
When they come out on Wigwam, and I'm sure they don't all come out on Wigwam. You know, our entrance to our neighborhood is directly across from them. But you want me to
know? Yeah.
Yeah. You? Your name and address, sir.
Yeah, my name is Larry Bronson. I live at 8658 Del Forest Court, which is just a block in that subdivision.
In
first
the subdivision
all,
behind it, the property?
No. I live in north side of Eastern, straight across.
Is that a better picture to show where you are?
First of all, let me show you something.
Can you show us where you live in conjunction to that, with that map?
Yeah, where's Eastern?
That's Eastern.
Right here.
You're over there. You're across the street. Okay.
Okay, first of all, do you mind holding still? Where's this building here? Where are we at anyway?
This, where it says site up there is where the school is.
All right, first of all, this right here is Star Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
There are hundreds of people coming out of this parking lot trying to get plants, trying to get, and it causes congestion and wrecks. I've almost struck my motorcycle three times because people can't get across the road going north. They stop in the middle of the lane. This is out of Star Nursery alone. This here, this is not an access road. This here is a supply road. And, you know, when we was in here before, I specifically asked these people for a traffic impact survey. I asked them twice. I got no traffic impact survey. You know, and that's something that has to be done by the state. First of all, this is not a thoroughfare going through there. This is a little one-road deal that people supply the back of their businesses on. So that's not a thoroughfare going through there. The other thing is all these businesses, there's businesses in here, I didn't have time to get the names, but they're being impacted and they don't like it either.
But they're not here. They haven't filed any complaints with the county.
First of all, we didn't know this was even going on. We thought this was a done deal when we came in here two times to the meeting last, when was it, August?
Yes.
August.
It was August 30th and September.
We thought
and
it was
last
done.
Year, you did not get a card in the mail at all.
We was here in August 22.
And how did you know to come here in August of 22?
We got a card.
You got a card. And on that card, it said that the following meeting would be held at the Board of County Commissioners in September of 2021.
We were under the impression that this was the only meeting. This was the deciding meeting.
No. I apologize if you thought that, but that's not the...
Why am I having to defend myself against you?
You're not...
You're supposed to represent the people here.
What I'm trying to explain to you,
and
the applicant is a neighbor also, what I'm trying to explain is...
That application was denied. They were denied.
They were not... Okay. We are a recommending board only.
Well,
we recommended denial. It went to the Board of County Commissioners. They
had
this final say.
Because
it was on the card. The fact that you didn't read the card to see the next meeting date is not our fault.
It is on the card, but we thought being denied here.
I am sorry that you misunderstood, but that is not the case. I cannot change the law. It's a state Nevada registered statute.
I understand. Needless to say.
Okay, so I don't want to argue with you, but the ship has sailed.
This Eastern Road, some kids are going to get killed on that road. I'm telling you. There's schools. The high school's just down the street on this side. There's a middle school pretty much right behind them. They back traffic up for that middle school and high school kids. I mean, the traffic is horrendous, not only on Eastern, but on the streets in between it and behind it. You know, they say they're going to come out on Wigwam. If they come out on Wigwam or by Star Nursery, which they will.
Which they have for last year.
Yeah. And like I said, I've been almost run over three different times. That's not funny. That's a safety.
Nobody's saying anything
funny.
That's
a safety.
But you're
that's
allowed,
a safety ordinance.
You're allowed 3 minutes and you've got about 30 seconds left.
All right. I don't want to argue with you, but there's got to be another recourse besides just saying, hey, this is done. Because our neighborhood, you've got how many signatures?
32.
We got 32 signatures just in our subdivision. We haven't been on the other side of the fence. I guarantee you I'm going to go over there.
Okay.
So there's going to be some other kind of recourse no matter what we have to do.
Just to let you know, just so you know the process. When it comes here, then we give our, everybody gets their speech, you get yours, we get ours, and then it goes to the commission. So this will go, just so you know, so it will move forward, either if we deny it or approve it here. So I want you to know that the next meeting will go to the commissioners, and I want you to attend that.
Okay.
Because that's
June the
21st. That's what you're going to speak your mind and.
But if we can back up here, is there anyone else who would like to speak from the public? Can you please pass the microphone to this gentleman?
Yeah, we had no idea that this wasn't the final deciding deal, or I guarantee you we would have been there.
My name is Ezra Dolan, I live at 2544 Global Court in Henderson, Nevada. I guess I just have some questions for the board. I understand what you're saying, and you know, we don't need to continue to talk about that. But you mentioned that you would need proof that the school has impacted the traffic, right? And so what kind of proof is sufficient? You mentioned like photographs, you know.
Yeah, the county sent out drones apparently to survey the area.
Okay.
Let's see, what else did they do? That they, yeah, they could
not. Traffic wasn't an issue.
They see
the pattern flow,
the
heading issues.
Because you're only talking.
You might be able to talk to about that to get some information. The county's a big organization.
It's comprehensive planning who handles these reviews.
Is there a specific person that they need to talk to?
This particular application was reviewed by.
I was actually the planner on the original use permit, but the...
Can you talk to them about the
Okay.
Yeah, state your name, please.
You already have.
Oh, has it?
Mm-hmm. You have anything
on
else?
Another deal.
You have anything else?
At the beginning of the meeting.
You've had your chance to call.
My name is Hunter White. I'm one of the senior planners for Clark County. I was the original, I was the planner on the original use permit for this, but the review was handled by Roxy Pais, and you're more than welcome to either come in or I can give you any information for our department. I would suggest, I know you said you have signatures, if you want to send that in to us or you know, provide a copy, that's something that's, that would be good to do.
Can I give it to you tonight?
I can, if you want to take a copy.
I already have a copy.
Okay, yeah, I can take it and I'll give it to our... to the planner so she can put it to the record. That's something the commissioners will see as well. But I can give you our information so you can get in touch with Roxy for the review. And like I said, me and her both work together and I was the planner on the original, so I'll also help with that.
That's helpful. I appreciate that advice. And the reason I asked that question is that, you know, I looked before I came to the meeting, there's no traffic counts on Eastern and Woodlawn, and there's no traffic counts on Eastern and Ford. Okay, the closest one is Eastern and Windmill, and then the next closest one is on Woodlawn and Spencer, and they're vastly different. I don't know what 100,000 number came from, but according to that Department of Transportation, right, then 2022, Eastern Windmill, there's 24,700 average daily trips through that area. Okay, the one that I mentioned on Windmill and Spencer, which is, and back up, Henderson or Ford is about 3/4 of a mile from Windmill. On Spencer and Windmill, which is about half a mile from that school, that has only 24. So there's 10 times as many clubs on the Eastern as there are on the previous zone. So the reason I'm asking all these questions, giving this information, is that, you know, any advice you can have, and whether it's from comp planning or something else, that what we would need to show the board so that they would maybe support the decision that we made originally would be helpful to us.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else from the public who'd like to speak? Okay, see no one, I'm going to close it to the...
Are you going to get back to me on how many students, elementary...
I'm going to ask her right now. I have to close it to the public. Okay. I have procedures we have to follow. Okay, I'm going to close it to the public, open it to the board. Can you please let us know how many students and what type you have at
school? I can. We serve middle school and high school students, so 6th to 12th grade. Middle school, and I'll reiterate importantly that this is primarily a virtual school with online learning for most of these students. When they come to campus, it is when they are in need of extra assistance, when there is testing, or if they have orientation. So there are very few instances where students are needing to be on campus. Primarily it is virtual. So for those periods of time where they may be testing, they may be on campus in a big group. Middle schools, the maximum number of students at any given point is expected to be 60 to 100. That's been the experience thus far. And high school students is between 55 and 70. So at a maximum, on the high end of those numbers would be 170 total on, expected on campus. And I'll note for the traffic portion as well, it is also for the children's safety, for the student's safety, that we do drop off and pick up in the back. So that they're not waiting in the primary parking lot, it is for everybody's safety that they also use that back area, not just for the more ideal traffic flow, but it is for safety as well.
And as far as the students, they don't come every day.
Correct.
They're only coming on testing days or additional help days.
Yes.
So there's not 172 cars every single day?
No.
Twice a day?
Correct.
Okay. How many do you think every day?
Oh, gosh.
If you're not doing testing days, it's just staff?
And there could be students trickling in who need help. So they might have made an appointment with their teacher. So there might be 10 who come to campus. There might be, again, if it's near testing period, it might be a higher number as they continue to need more help.
Okay.
But correct, it is primarily virtual.
Okay.
And the pickups and drop-off are staggered by age and last name as well.
Okay. I do want to apologize that you all didn't know this went on and got approved. It is on the card, and that's all we can do after it leaves us. You're not the first application we said no to, and it goes on and gets approved. As I mentioned, those parking lots that we just reviewed, we deny those every time they come up, and they get over. We get overridden every time they go on to the Board of County Commissioners. So it's a Nevada revised statute. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. As far as the amount of traffic that comes through there, the pattern they have created is perfectly legal to code. The back area of the property is designed for two lanes. The property manager has not called any complaints in to the county. They haven't called any complaints to the owner of the property. So as far as the internal traffic, it seems to be working for them. We can't argue about that. They have been there for a year. In this particular application, there's a review for them to come back in another year. But with 172 people on various days, the county used drones to see how much traffic was actually being pushed out there.
And there's a record of that.
It's in the document, yes. In this backup that you can get from the county. Nothing before us shows that we should take away their right to do business. There's just not the feeling you have that there's more traffic. I can tell you from being a property manager on Eastern, there is more traffic. I have been working with Public Works about the changes that are happening on Eastern of limiting left and right turns. There is just more traffic. It's not coming from that little school. It's just not. It's just a growth of
Nevada. Well, that's your opinion.
That's my.
Excuse me.
That's, sir. I'm going to give you one more chance. If you speak out, please leave the room.
That's your opinion.
Please leave the room.
And that's not ours. We live there.
Please leave the room. Thank you. So, does anyone else have any comments they'd like to make?
I do.
Did you get to say everything you needed to say?
I did. Thank you.
The traffic that comes in from behind, where does that come out?
From where I'm just the...
Where it comes in behind the site.
From
mm-hmm. Ford?
From Ford up and
okay.
Behind it. Correct.
So let's just assume, for the sake of argument, all that traffic went out on Eastern. That amounts to less than, or just about, 0.25% of the traffic.
Can you get closer to the mic? Can't hear you.
0.25% is what you're talking about. If all of the traffic from that school went out on Eastern, and assuming that each child was in a car
and that all 170 showed up that day. Okay, 0.25%. That is not your problem. Problems with the walls where people have crashed into it, can you show that that was because of the school? No. You got more problems with Star Nursery on that one corner than anything else, because I had to go there all the time. And when you pull out onto that street, you take your life in your own hands. And they have traffic constantly, all day long. I would imagine 7 days a week. So the problem is not being caused by the school, unless you just don't want a school there. Okay, well, can you tell me how 0.25% is causing your problem on Easter? That problem has been going on long before that school, because I've lived in this town for 36 years. So you know.
It's just adding to the issue.
Everything adds to it. What about all the other businesses?
There's a call center in the front that has 300 people in it.
It's not being caused by 0.25% of all the cars that could be using that street, and we don't even know if they are. It's probably far less than that. So I really don't have a problem at this point with, you've got 60,000, so 100,000 vehicles going over, 24,000 vehicles, whatever number you want to listen to, okay? And 50 cars, 170 cars are not the problem. The problem is rampant all over this town. Eastern is just one of those streets.
Catherine?
Normally, my name is Caitlin.
Caitlin, sorry. I'm old.
I don't even pardon my name.
Okay.
So, first off, if you go to the Board of County Commissioners, this is the BCC that's doing this game today.
Yes.
You may have to write down that you would like to speak about this item. Otherwise, it might just get passed through without them speaking. Because if it's something simple like this, that's just a review and they have no written complaints on record, they may just pass it through. So you need to know that so that you don't go there and feel like you were not given your chance to speak. Whether or not they take up that your position and believe you or believe that your issues are caused by the school, I cannot say. I just want you to know that you may need to put up, no, we want to speak on this item, we want to have a discussion on this, just for your record. I agree with everyone here that the issue is there is a ton of traffic. I drive that every morning. A couple times a week I drive it at 5 a.m., a couple times a week I drive it at 7:30. I see the vast difference in traffic, and I understand there are far too many car accidents there. I agree with the board, though, that I can't say that all the traffic you're having getting out of your neighborhood at various times of day are because of middle schoolers who show up at 9 o'clock, or leave at 3 o'clock. I can't say that, you know, all of the issues you have at various times of day come from these kids. There are a lot of other people there. I believe you're probably, John's probably right, it's probably actually Star Nursery, but no one's going to review Star Nursery's traffic pattern at this point. They're too powerful. They're the best planting place. This will most likely get approved for you because, like I said, we don't have your anecdotes. I believe there's present, but we cannot apply those anecdotes to this school specifically with 100% surety. It is not fair to this school to say because you have traffic issues for a school that you did not know was there until you received this notice. Unfairly that this as confused as you were, we cannot say that it's true. This will be reviewed in a year. If it goes through the board, if it goes through us, goes through the board, just make sure you make your complaints so that on the next review that they see that there's complaints.
that they see that there are neighborhoods saying that this issue is impacting them, still continuing to impact them. That way we can have a record, and the county can come in and go like, yes, it's true that's the school that's doing this, or no, it's Star Nurseries with their giant trucks dropping a boulder in the middle of the street and, you know, being a problem. But that's where we are right now. I don't want you guys to feel like we're not listening to you. I don't want you to feel like we're ignoring your evidence. It's just that your evidence is not something that I can say this school is responsible for.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
You know, I can only speak for myself, but I think we would all agree. We came here thinking that school was not there yet. Then I can understand everything else that, you know, you're saying, basically. It's been there. Things have been going on already. So it kind of changes things.
Yeah, 100%. I apologize that you were unaware of how this goes. It's a very confusing process. If you're on the outside of it, it took me a year to learn sitting on this board, let alone you guys coming in for one issue. But I really don't want, I understand your friend left very upset, and I apologize that he left very upset, but there's really just nothing we can do on this end of it.
Right.
Yes.
I would, at the last meeting back in September,
yeah.
I did ask if the school was operating, and
so the
given no to me.
Correct. The school was not operating there then, to my understanding. Was not operating in September, was it?
The name was,
I don't know if our firm was representing them at that point, or if they were representing themselves. So
let's
bring
it back because it's closed to the public.
Okay. Yeah. So, regardless.
I just don't think what they wanted to.
If it was told that it was closed, our understanding it was closed as well. That was our understanding. We can only move forward with the information we have now. And to that point, maybe it was closed, and they just were told they had to come back before June 21st because school was starting. So we have this.
I just want to clarify one thing. 21 years of experience on this board. When you go down to the Board of County Commissioner meeting, this is being recommended as approval by the staff. So it will be on the consent agenda. So you need to find it on the consent agenda, go down by the dais, and put down your name that you want to speak on this item. Then they'll pull it off the consent agenda, which I'm just clarifying for them. I want to be sure they get it, because they've been very confused with the cards and everything that they're getting.
Go early, talk to the staff down there, and they should have a time.
When do they send those cards out?
So it should, theoretically, I'm going to say theoretically because it's the U.S. Postal Service, and you know, it's the U.S. Postal Service, 2 weeks before the BCC meeting. That does not have any correlation to us.
Us. The
absolutely
meetings are
not
only to go to the Board of County Commissioners and the Planning Department, not to us. You're just lucky
so if you
that can, you get notified before we
you
speak.
Get to talk to us.
Yeah.
You could have gotten that in 2 days, but it's and missed our meeting completely. But we have no control over that because, like we said, we're a recommending board. So ultimately, we say yay, we say nay. But it's the board that they give you the 2 weeks for that actually makes a decision. So that's the important date for the universe.
We would love to see it changed. So that you got the notices earlier. At one time, I believe they did get out a little bit earlier. But they changed that based on the statute. And the state statute is based on the Board of County Commissioner and Planning Commissioner's meeting dates. There's nothing we can do about that. You can talk to your legislators, whatever you want to do. You can talk to your commissioner, but there's nothing we can do.
Kimberly, do you have anything to say?
Oh, no, what is your max capacity at that school? Because you're saying that you have I had this question a while ago, so everybody had so much to say. I just want to know what your max.
Good question.
So I know they're not there at all times. You're saying you have up to 100. At one time, high school kids, 70, I think it was, driving in, if they're driving. So I was just curious on, if you don't have it, that's fine. I was just curious on what your max, like how much more are you going to grow in that number
It's going to be on the random piece of paper. I'm just
I don't have the answer for you on the capacity, but because it's virtual, I think they anticipate staying within relatively this area. However, I don't want to mislead you, so I do not know the answer to that.
Also, to ensure that they are going to hear it because you're there and you filled out the form down by the gear, okay, they're going to tell you which ones were held. And so you have to really pay attention when you go to that meeting that you catch everything and that what you want to speak on is actually being held. And if not, you need to say something before they vote on that consent agenda, or it'll go through and it's open and it's done.
So that piece of paper is there
for the agenda? Yes,
down
there.
So people online
to
see, or even on the
list? The agenda's online.
It's public, yes.
Yeah, it's public, and it'll be on.
And you can call your commissioner, too, directly. You can speak to them at their office and voice your opinion that way, too. If your neighbors can't get there, that is a perfect way to do it, too, so they can voice their opinions on it.
Commissioner Knapp.
Who is it?
Knapp.
Yeah.
No. Okay. All right, who would like to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve with staff's conditions.
We have a motion
is, to be heard again June 21st.
Yes.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve this application subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
so
you
June 21st is the next meeting at the Board of County Commissioners.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is. What time do they start, Blanca? What time do they start? Okay. Ladies, that's at 9 a.m. on the 21st. Not there, but moving on.
They're talking to the other planner now, so.
Hello.
Never thought something like that was
mine
hard.
Should be easy. I'll try to make
the simplest one. Okay, item number 9, ET 23. Do you want to do these all together?
Yes, please.
9, 10, 11. Okay, we're going to combine items 9, 10, 11. ET 23400038, UC 21001139 50 LLC, use permit first extension of time for a proposed cannabis establishment cultivation facility on a portion of 4.9 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone generally located on the north side of Tompkins Avenue 300 feet east of Wind Road within Paradise. Item number 10, ET 23400039, UC 21001239 50 LLC, use permit first extension of time for a proposed cannabis establishment production facility on a portion of 4.9 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Tompkins Avenue, 300 feet east of Wind Road within Paradise. And item number 11, ET 23400040, WS 21001339 50 LLC, waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: 1 parking lot landscaping, 2 pedestrian walkway, 3 mechanical equipment screening, 4 reduced throat depth, and 5 driveway geometrics. Design review for a proposed cannabis establishment building on a portion of 4.9 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Tompkins Avenue, 300 feet east of Wind Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Lucy Stewart, STEWART, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant. And with me in the audience is Mr. Dick Hunter, who's the CEO and the general manager of the cannabis business. And there's been a series of delays on this project. It's almost like a comedy of errors that inside the cultivation, they're using the pods where you kind of, it's supposed to be faster, so you kind of plug and play or plug and grow. And because of supply chain, they're like 6 months delayed. And then another issue was there was a condition on all 3 applications, because they are, of course, for the same property, for a drainage study. So the previous engineer filed for a waiver of that condition. Staff agreed, you know, said, sure, that's not a problem, but you'll have to work with the adjacent property owner to deal with curbing on the cul-de-sac. They've gone and they've met with the neighbor just wasn't interested in working with them. So now they've come back, they have a new engineer, and they're filing a drainage study. And I think it may have been submitted or it's about ready to be submitted. So they just need the additional time to get the drainage study, make the improvements, and then move forward. So with that, we'd ask for your approval for 2 more years. We hope it'll be done by the end of the year, but we apologize for the delays.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve all three items subject to the staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve items 9, 10, and 11 per preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your patience. Item number 12 and 13, can we combine those two? Okay. Item number 12, WC 23400052, ZC 157698, Conchita Basu. Waiver of conditions of a zone change prohibiting no access to Horseshoe Drive in conjunction with a beauty salon on 0.5 acres in the CP office and professional AE 60 zone in the Russell Road Transition Corridor Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Russell Road and the west side of Horseshoe Drive within Paradise. Item number 13, UC 230209, Conchita Basu, use permit for personal services, a beauty salon, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced trash enclosure setback; 2, reduced parking; 3, alternative street landscaping; 4, alternative landscaping adjacent to a residential use; 5, allow access to a local street; 6, allow modified street standards; and 7, allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews for the following: 1, alternative parking lot landscaping; and 2, beauty salon on 0.5 acres in a CP office and professional AE 60 zone in the Russell Road Transition Corridor Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Russell Road and the west side of Horseshoe Drive within Paradise.
My name is Kerry Shahan, I'm an architect with ACG Design, representing the owner, 4310 Cameron Street, Suite 12A, Las Vegas, Nevada. My last name is S-H-A-H-A-N. I just pull up an overview map here just to show that this is the Russell Road and Horseshoe. And then this location is salon. There's like a lot of the properties that are on Russell, these are have converted over time to professional office, like commercial use. And this is really a boutique type salon, hair salon business that is relatively light in nature in terms of the traffic that will be coming to the site. This is a new owner for this property, and the previous owner had part of this existing house in the back, and it's obviously our objective to keep the residential feel and make sure the lot. This portion in the back was built not for building codes, so that's going to be removed, so that's not going to be a concern. And I think one of the big things for this property is obviously when we do small lot type development for commercial purposes, there's always challenges that come with these lots, and as well as the requirements that we need to address. So one of the big things was the access to the site, and we looked at several options with access to Russell Road. But there's an existing utility pole here that was really prevented any ability for us to get access even a one way out onto Russell. That because it blocked the site visibility zone, and that becomes a big hazard for people to be able to come out and do that safely. So what we did do was provide a dustpan drive, but to a commercial width. So we do have the 32 fee. And by using a dustpan drive, we're able to put this, you know, further away from the intersection to the first extent possible to provide the largest distance from this curve. Generally, we've also been able to maximize the parking so that given the nature of this business, we've got adequate parking on site, along with providing handicap access as needed to convert the house to a commercial business and provide all the accessible standards that's needed, and a single bin trash corral. And I know one of the big things with the owner was to leave a portage share on front and then also provide landscaping in front of the front of the business to maintain a nice decorative look. So and we will be providing landscape along the street. There is a floor plan in here. Basically, the building is divided with 6 suites, but I don't think at this time there's going to be a couple, one or two, Harris Salon people. And then the elevation shown basically preserves the existing residential with the front porte cochere, and then we're going to be providing mechanical screens for the mechanical for the rooftop units. And if you have any further questions, please let me know what concerns, and we appreciate your review and approval.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Please, if you can pass on the
microphone,
if you can give us your name and address for the record.
Yes, thank you. My name is Jennifer Burns, B-U-R-N-S. My address is 2488 Emerald Avenue, which is around the block from this property. My family also owns 3176 Casanova Circle, which is 2 blocks in the other direction. I noticed a few things about this plan that I want to bring to your attention. One is they're proposing closing the entrance and exit on Russell Road, so all the traffic will be entering and exiting on a residential road. Horseshoe is a residential road with single family homes, with families living in those homes. It is correct that the houses along Russell Road that completely face Russell Road, several of those have turned into commercial properties. You'll notice this house faces Horseshoe. So my recommendation is that this house, if they're going to turn it into a commercial property, that the entrance and exit needs to be on Russell Road. I heard the point that there is some utility lines coming down in that corner. I don't see a pole there. There's some electrical lines coming down. It seems to me that something can be done about that so that the entrance and exit is on Russell. I would also like to see the business facing Russell. Like, the main point of the business shouldn't be facing Horseshoe, which is a residential road. There are plenty of empty properties along Russell Road, both houses that completely face Russell Road, that they could be using for this purpose. So it's very sad to me that they instead chose to use this house, which faces a residential road. There's other houses that can be used for this purpose. There's also other commercial properties that can be used for this purpose. There are a lot of commercial properties on Russell Road that sit empty. And so I would encourage us as a community to be encouraging people to use the empty, already existing commercial properties. I did some calculations, and I noticed that they want the business to be open from 8 to 8 p.m., which is 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when I go to the beauty salon, it takes about an hour. So with six people working 12 hours a day, that's at least 12 cars coming. Did I do my calculation right? 6 times 12 is 72 cars. If it takes a half an hour, so then only takes a half an hour, some people are doing two at a time, that's 144 cars exiting onto Horseshoe. I don't think anybody wants that. I'm surprised that the neighbors directly next door and other people on that street are being more vocal. So my job between now and June 21st is to talk to some of the other neighbors and make sure they know this is going on.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
I'd like to speak.
Okay, take your name and address for the record.
My name is Conchita Vizzo, and my address is 2700 Russian Drive. I'm the owner of the residence, and I purchased it about a year ago under the pretense that it is commercial, already being run as office space. So I wanted to say that to everybody. I did not pick this place and make it something that it wasn't. I just wanted to change the use permit of it. And there is a church across the street on Horseshoe, and its driveway, its only entrance and exit is on Horseshoe. And the church, they have services on the weekends. It's not an issue in the community. My neighbor is very excited for me to get her hair services.
And the neighbor to the...
The neighbor...
to the north?
To the left of me. And but I just ran into this issue with planning because of that pole. I don't want to close it, but the pole is an issue, and so I'm just trying to make this work. And the type of business that I am making is salon suites. So I just left it open like 8 to 8 because those are, I think, respectable working hours for people. And there will be 5 hairstylists. And it is not, we don't take walk-ins. It is by appointment only. And we don't work 7 days a week. That would be really hard on our body. It's a very laid back, and I'm not just trying to be a pest to the community at all. I think it's a very beautiful community, and I respect that, very beautiful homes. And I, when I purchased it, it is on Russell, and there's a bunch of empty homes on Russell, and it's a shame because they are being squatted. You know, and I'm here to make it beautiful. I did a lot more work on it that I can as far as painting and inside and stuff. So I just want to, you know, uphold like the beauty of this home. It has like a Spanish Mission Ranch style home, and it has history in Vegas, and that's what I want to do with this.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one, I'll close it to public, open it to the board.
Well, Madam Chair, speaking on your math problem, I get my hair done and I'm dramatic. So when I get my hair done, it takes 4 hours. And my stylist can do nothing else because I tend to get it bleached and I'm the person who's going to fry off their hair. So I don't think you're going to have quite 144 people, and even if you do, it's not going to be like all at once. It would be paced out. It would be throughout. It would be like someone who is very forgetful at their own home, going back and forth multiple times a day, having driven halfway to their destination, going back. The power pole issue, power poles can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to relocate. It is not...
$27,000.
I can... promise you it's more than that, as that is the industry I work in. and I priced one out recently. I can promise you it's more. Doing all that work, closing down the street, doing all of that to move a power pole is a lot of work for a hair salon. If it was a Amazon, yeah, totally. We make Amazon do it in a heartbeat or bigger, but a smaller one I have more issue with. I'm not a fan of the curb change. I kind of agree that it probably should be a commercial curb, like the staff say, just for maintenance reasons as well as safety reasons. But you know, I'm weird like that. I like the curves to be correct. But that's my two cents.
Just to point out, because I live off of Russell too, I'm further down on land, and everything on the along the frontage of Russell is already zoned commercial. So even if it faces the wrong way, it's based on where the parcel is adjacent to Russell. That's all commercial, mainly because when they increased, I remember when Russell was just two lanes, I lived there, dirt on either side. And then when this happened, they had no choice because from a home standpoint, the traffic getting in and out was so difficult. What I found interesting is that this has been commercial for a long time. It says back in 1998, they wanted to convert it to an office building, but they never got the permit. So zoning changed it, but they never got permits to be an office. So I guess they just ran it illegally all those years. So my question is, we have approved many times leaving a drive like that because of power poles. We did it on Maryland Parkway, John, with the Cafe Rio site because it was going to be too expensive. We've done it in another residential site. I'm unsure why planning is so against it this time. Because of the parking,
yeah,
to create
the parking, should create the spots. I think that if you look at their plan, they have their handicaps, so it's going to close that access. So I think there
was there any way to adjust your parking to keep that particular drive? Because I
you mean the one on Russell?
The one on Russell.
Yeah, we went back and forth with Public Works really extensively on that, because like the owner said that she really wanted the Russell, so we were pushing for it really hard. But there's just no way we could get that to work, and Public Works really wasn't a fan ever of accessing site from Russell, because that we tried to get that as a one way out to alleviate some of the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
because it's been working for years.
Yeah,
it's very.
Understand that, but
can you put up the area, the picture, the. So I had a property on Russell years ago that I lived in, and they made me put parking in the back. So with this property, like your employees, you only have the front, then you have the one handicap. So I'm kind of confused, how are the employees going to park? So how does that work? Because you have six, and they each have a person come in, that's 12. I just don't know how the ratio is going to work if you have that many booths in the building. I know it's already approved for business use, but on the suites that you're having, so I understand why you need that parking stuff, but how come we're not looking at rear parking at all for staff? Would it not pencil out anyway at all?
Just to get cars back to utilize that part of the lot.
It was just an option if somebody wanted to.
That was my thought as well.
Because I had mine in the back.
Put it in the back.
Double lot access to get the 24-foot for them.
Yeah, there's no good place. That's why I'm asking. I did have to.
But there's also street parking allowed. Can you keep that up there?
Oh, sorry.
We like this one better. So I see street parking. So, you know, those street parking.
We tried to balance what we could get parking wise and also just landscape aesthetics kind of.
We could really have 12 staff.
Six staff.
Six. And then six customers. That'd be 12.
So that's 12 cars.
So
somebody's going to be on the street. Apparently, they park on the street anyway when there's church. Is that correct?
I'm not sure how the church works.
Sure, there's part of the
they only come on Sundays. Uh-huh. And,
so you would have.
Park on Russell Road and in front of the church.
They have to park on Horseshoe.
I mean, we can see the picture of the parking on Horseshoe.
But they would have that. Or little days a week. Though.
They have a huge area in the back they could have put parking.
Yeah.
And then your plan has parking on the side of the house right there. That's where those would be parking.
There's
going to
be on the wall.
Well, the waiver that staff is denying is, one, your throat depth, which we go through all the time, but that your approach is 38 feet to Russell when 150 feet is required, but you can't make 150 feet at all. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to leave
and
your site to go 150 feet.
Commercial curb returns, when you do that, it's really going to push it. It's amazing how much these things can take up and impacts who's parking. And,
so that's just a...
That
particular denial is just on the
wide road, and the traffic's not, too expensive.
They also don't like those non-standard curves.
Well, but even if she has 15 people there, you'll just have three parked on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But there's neighbors further up that are parked on the street. It's not the church, so... It's not 172 people. Oh, I know. Well, that's what's interesting. I've always thought it was commercial when I drive by because
I know. I think it's been a pretty challenged lot, and I see we've this lot has some history, and from what I've seen, this is really a nice. It's really wonderful that you have a very nice owner and a nice business to be able to come here.
It
won't allow it to go back to residential. It's
already zoned commercial.
Once it's changed,
it can't go back. Yeah.
So I have to say to the neighbors, be careful what you wish for. Because this isn't such a bad deal with the sales. But what's the next one that comes along? If this doesn't get approved, what's the next business that comes along? With commercial trucks and who knows what else. So we need to weigh that too, I think, as neighbors.
It's a pretty low key business, and it's not a construction company or something. It's got large trucks and automobiles.
Which you see on Russell, on some of those that have gone commercial, and they put up iron gates, and when there is somebody there, there's trucks.
Just the aesthetics with taking part of it, using it for like a construction yard.
It's going to be a car wash.
Do
you have any comments, Angela?
I did have a comment. I think you've done a pretty nice job as far as laying out the landscaping comparison to what it was in the past. Look at the pictures of the past, it's just nothing but a solid concrete. It was a bit of problems. I feel like the owner's spending the money to put in, kind of make it a little bit more aesthetic, pleasing to the eyes as you've got in mind versus what I've seen in the past, what you've got in slotting and sometimes. So I would like to support something like this. So, nice layout.
It's 1200.
I'd make a motion to approve 12 and 13, but I would like to see a one-year review as a public hearing. Would be my recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve items 12 and 13 with a recommendation for a one-year Hearing as a public review, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I think I said that backwards.
Did we say temporary staff and conditions are good or not?
I don't remember. I just know I was supposed to say public review as a jury. Not your municipal jury.
The preliminary staff conditions are included?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to go back to the items that we trailed. Is, I know item number three is here. Is item number one here?
No.
MKTSLPP, so can we have a motion to return to board?
Motion to return to board.
We have a motion on the floor to return this item to the next meeting, which is June 13th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, UC 230186 Serene Center LLC. Use permit for on-premise consumption of alcohol, a service bar, in conjunction with an existing restaurant in a commercial center on 2 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the west side of Spencer Street and the north side of Serene Avenue within Paradise. Come on up, grab the microphone, give us your name and address.
Do I give the address of the business or the...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Sorry. My name is Cindy Liu, and I'm actually speaking on behalf of another machine visitor service. So I'm here speaking for today's computer.
Okay. Can you spell your name for Maureen?
Cindy Liu.
Thank you.
Yep. And then the address is going to be 1740 East Serene Avenue. Today, we came here today because we are applying for the beer and wine use permit, serving only to vendors in-house. Our restaurant is one of a kind, and we will provide foot traffic to other businesses in our plaza. And not only that, there are other establishments that serve alcohol nearby. Serving beer and wine, our restaurant will elevate our customer experience and enhance our menu and help you.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Great job.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ooh, you're supposed to be proud.
We also trailed item number four, UC 230168, Sam and Gert Feldman LLC. Is the applicant here?
Nope.
Motion okay. To return to board.
We have a motion to have this applicant return to board on June the 13th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Did we trail number five too? No. It was three. It was trail, withdraw, trail, trail.
Number five was the one that was confused about the street.
Yeah.
Oh, number four was the no-show.
One and four.
One and four.
Number five was the one you went outside and talked to.
Any general business, Wanda? No general business. So we have comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Would you like to speak?
No, I'm going to speak.
Okay, sure.
Just no discussion.
Right. Yes. We can only listen to you.
But I'm here.
Again, my name is Jennifer Burns, 2488 Emerald Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Also, family owns 3176 Castanar Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada. 8912, not too far from here. I grew up in this neighborhood. I'm remember when Russell Eastern was the end of town, and I spent 15 years living in Alexandria, Virginia, which has a very different process for approving changes in zoning and changes to use of buildings. And I know we have to be flexible because our city is growing and constantly new people moving in, but as a resident here, it's very sad to see zoning change so frequently and properties and these buildings change so frequently. As homeowners, we buy a house thinking that the neighborhood is going to be that way and stay residential. And, you know, decisions get made by different people elected at different times that continue to change the look and feel of our city. And I think it's very sad that very nice neighborhoods that were very beautiful residential neighborhoods are slowly dwindling away. So I just wanted to put that on the record. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Sir, do you have anything to say? Okay. Our next meeting is June 13th, 2023, because I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So the key is we just leave your mic on.